Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What, we know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Check it out the show while listening on the Odyssey app. You can win $5,000, 5K a day. Just download that app. It's absolutely free. Listen to 1 hour either on our program or lovely Jolene's this evening. You got a chance to win $5,000. It's just that easy. Okay, it is our random question. Question 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Random, welcome to random, the men's room. Random.
Hola.
Hola.
Chris, welcome to the program. Random question. Question. What do we have for you? Random, okay. Random. Let's go with this one. What would you say is your least favorite kind of weather or weather event? What is your least favorite kind of weather or weather event?
Extreme heat.
Extreme heat.
At what temperature is it extreme to you?
Well, after about 130, that's when I don't like it no more.
Oh my God, were you in the military?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I should say.
I say that is a military statement.
30 is a very high number. Jesus.
I'm guessing you were over there in Iraq for a hot minute, or Afghanistan.
A hot minute.
I would say I have bounced between Kuwait and the aircraft carrier. So on an aircraft carrier, you're on a giant metal skillet, and the ambient temperature is about 130 degrees. God. And then you have all the aircraft pointing the engines at you because they're all parked so close. It's like standing right in front of a turbo heater, so it cooks every inch of skin that you don't have covered up. So because you have to wear long sleeves and turtlenecks.
You don't really want to be on the flight deck too much in the day. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we do it for...
Hello.
Yeah, and he's gone.
Okay.
Oh, he's back. Okay, it's from the military there. Guys I've talked to, it seemed pretty universal that Kuwait was the single hottest spot that anyone had been.
Yep, I've been stationed there for 4 months on a NATO base, back in 2013.
Did you ever...
I was there when ISIS invaded Kuwait.
Did you ever get an opportunity to do one of those ocean, open water kind of swims where they stop the boat and let everybody get out the back and swim in the middle of the Atlantic or whatever?
Oh, yeah, they dropped the elevators down, which is still like a 40-foot drop, and we would just jump off the elevators into the water and then swim around to the back of the boat.
And you have no thought of sharks or anything like that? You are in the middle of the ocean. I mean, I don't know the math on this.
Right.
I'm just saying, you have
a shark watch.
You have a shark watch.
Yeah, but, I mean, when it boils down to it, what the shark watch people are supposed to do is if you get attacked by a shark, they're not going to shoot the shark, they're going to shoot you.
Yeah, that's
all right.
They understand, put you out of your misery before.
Oh.
Because there's not much they can do. At the point that a shark is on you.
They don't want to bring you in, put a tourniquet on, nothing like that?
I mean, at that point, once you get ripped underneath, you're done.
How many times has this happened? Is this documented? Has this happened?
I don't know if it's ever been documented it happening, but I know that's the purpose.
I see.
A buddy of mine was a gunner's mate on the USS Carl Vinson when we were out there, and he straight up told me that's what the form says when you get picked for it.
Okay.
Look, man, I would tell you, like, please do that.
Right. I mean, they must have some way of looking out or knowing something, because you'd seem like more dudes would be getting eaten, and they're not.
I mean, I think statistically the odds are in your favor of not being eaten by a shark. Right. It's just that if a shark does show up, it seems like statistically your odds of getting away from it are real low.
Now, I got a question for you. I've toured the USS Midway 4 or 5 times. Every time I go to San Diego, I get on that boat. I love it. Whatever reason, it's just, it's cool. Are the newer boats, the newer aircraft carriers, are they still designed like the old ones as far as, like, basically those boats, it's the haves and the have-nots. So right. You have your captain's quarters, all your brass. They eat in, like, this luxurious kitchen. They have, like, this nice dining room table. And everyone else just kind of gets
their own rooms and stuff.
Yeah, gets a tray of food. So is that how it still is on the newer boats? Because I realize that's decommissioned and, you know, not an active military vessel anymore, but... Is it like that in the newer boats?
They still get their own food that they pay for. They get cooked to order. It's ridiculous, but you know it is what it is.
Okay, I just wondered.
Everything I'm reading, Miles, sounds like there has been they've been like, oh, the sharks are close to those guys.
But yeah.
So far, it looks like people make it out okay.
Okay,
and once you tell me it's close, like I'm going back to the boat.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. It's that easy.
My favorite, least favorite weather event. Anything cold, but especially when it starts to rain. And then the rain starts to freeze, and then the road turns to ice, and then an ice storm comes with a mixture of snow and rain.
Taking down the trees.
It's taking down power lines. It's basically gripping. We had one of those ice storms, two years
ago on Christmas.
That's
I remember
right.
It was like the 23rd. I think it was I almost positive it was the 23rd, and there was so much ice. Like there was a day where you just couldn't move.
You couldn't even walk on the sidewalk.
No.
Yeah,
and walking the dog sucked. I mean, because basically, somehow the dog, I mean, just having 4 legs, they had a little better mobility, but the entire walk, it wasn't even a walk. I don't know that I could move my feet. Basically, we got to the bottom of the stairs, and the dog starts pulling, and I'm riding the dog like it's a water ski. I mean, she would turn a corner, and I'd kind of bank out a little bit, but there's nothing I could do to get traction. It sucked getting back up the stairs to the house. I don't like anything cold. It's that simple. So, the snow that's falling, it just pisses me off. It irritates me because it means it is cold. And it means I might have to shovel it, which to me is an insult on top of it all. Like, I already don't like you, and now I have to go spend an hour and a half breaking my back to get your nasty-ass garbage off my... We were at the bar last night when the big wet flakes started coming down. And it didn't really stick, but it's just one of those things. And at the time I'm in there, everyone's about my age, right? This is before all the youngins come in. So a guy just points out the window. And honest to God, there'd be 40 people in there. It was one collective... Oh, God. I mean, just nobody wants to deal with it. And I'm like, because we're old.
Well, the storms are just going to slam the West Coast with a heavy rain and mountain snow. They are headed, you guessed it, east. And right now they're saying a potentially dangerous ice threat. So exactly that. An ice storm is going to hit millions of people. We're talking Chicago. We're talking the Midwest. We're talking the Northeast. Mm. It's kind of early to know exactly where the storm will track. But they said expect sleet and freezing rain that will wreak havoc on the travel, and it's going to be a huge storm, by the way. This is not just in a small area.
Yeah, this is massive.
It's going to stretch from the plains all the way into the northeastern part of the country.
So it's about 1,500 miles. In fact, my kid's school is delayed 2 hours this morning.
Half the country.
Which I did not know, so I woke up around 8. Now, I'm not hearing any activity in the house, so wake up the daughter, wake up the son, like, get up. You know, I have now jarred them awake. And my wife comes around the corner and goes, dude, they're 2 hours late. So I had to go back. I'm like, sorry, guys. Sorry about that big adrenaline boost. Go back to sleep. And then I get a text later. Both kids were pissed that they had to go to school. And I'm like, it's a school day. You still got to go in late. Just take your ass into school. But they're mad they had to go because they still had to do schoolwork.
Yeah. Random.
And what a tough
from what they missed.
Well, that's the option. Like, look, you can just go in and have a regular day of school like you have today. And when you're 2 hours late, it's... My memory tells me it was kind of a lame day to be at school. Mm-hmm. Or you can make up all of this crap later.
Yeah. I remember it seemed like, I feel like in grade school, you just had classes that were shortened. But you
didn't
still
really
had the same
do
classes. Yeah, right. It was always a pretty easy day.
Here's some crayons. Draw a picture.
Yeah, by the time I got to high school, it was just like, you missed the first 2 periods.
Yeah, done. We're not repeating it. Just go. Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, my brother.
Hola. Gary, welcome to the program. Random question. Question, Gary, I know you can answer this question in your lifetime. Whether it was a big deal or not, what illegal activities have you ever been involved in? Just something that was breaking the law. Even if it's more of a consistent basis, like you speed all the time, what is the thing?
Jaywalk.
Yeah, what is the thing that you have done that
produced methamphetamine?
Bought weed before it was legal. What would you say for the most
part? You're a hitman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I can't, I can neither confirm nor deny most of what I heard in the background, but I think the funnest thing I ever did was when I was a kid. Let's see. Yeah, 12, 13, 14 years old, we ran with a bunch of buddies, and we used to throw apples at the cop cars and then nail them and then take off into the graveyard that was up on the hills, an old pioneer graveyard. And they could never catch us because there were so many trails through there out, but there was only one road in.
You know, man, look, my kids were about that age. Obviously, I would tell them not to do that. But thinking back, stuff like that was a lot of fun. Well, it really was.
A kid last week in Connecticut that threw a snowball at a regular vehicle going down the road, and the guy got out and shot him.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So that's
a bit of an overreaction.
Mm-hmm. We used to try to throw footballs over cars and stuff like that. But
the funny thing about it is, as I grew up and got old, you know, I served 20 years in the military and I was 10 years as a cop. And I understand why the police were so mad at me.
Did you ever get your cop car hit with an apple?
Did I? No, there was other things. They didn't throw apples these days. They throw bags of you know what. And,
we used to egg
stuff. Call them? Trucker bombs. That works too.
Yeah,
I've been hit with trucker bombs. Yeah, not fun.
How often do cop cars get washed, or is it more on an as-needed basis?
Every shift, we used to wash ours and turn them over, vacuum them out, clean them out, make sure nobody. None of the miscreants dropped anything that can get us in trouble, you know what I mean?
What are some of the things, on that note, right? So you take some guy to whatever jail cell for whatever they're doing. What kinds of things have you found in the back of your cop car, knowing damn well this person unloaded it from their pocket?
I've never found anything from mine, but I've turned over. You know, I've come on and checked, and I found pot pipes and meth pipes and crack pipes and stuff from my previous buddies who didn't look hard enough. And that's why, you know, they have those plastic seats now.
Oh, yeah.
You can't jam anything down in the seat.
You can't hide anything now.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. But, that was the apples. That's probably the only thing I would admit to.
Fair enough. Smart answer.
Reason we ask, what illegal thing have you done? We go to Atlanta. Someone in the Atlanta area is facing a felony charge after breaking into a mall and stealing stuff on the inside. It happened in the middle of the night, so they were not the ones that were served by the staff. The police had a little fun on social media. Says certain things can be tempting, and Cinnabons are. But breaking into a mall for a midnight snack, just not smart. Now, instead of enjoying a warm, gooey cinnamon roll, you are facing a felony burglary charge. The county jail might have food. Trust us, they have no Cinnabon. As the man broke into the mall, only went into one store and only stole one thing.
Just Cinnabon.
And that was a bag of Cinnabons that he put together.
Remember, Golden Tate did that when he was like a rookie for the Seahawks.
Was it Top Pot?
Yeah, basically, I think there was one in his building he was living in Bellevue, and he was like, I got home late. The door was kind of ajar. Just like, have you ever had a maple bar? I hadn't. They're delicious. I had to have one.
Yes. I'm sure he squared up with them.
Yeah, I think Top Pot was like, all right, yeah, you're worth it. But just funny. Like, that's a legit explanation.
I never had
a maple bar until I went to Top Pot, moved out here. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, these are phenomenal.
They are tremendous. Mm-hmm. Random. Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Tanner, welcome to the program. Random question, question. All right, Tanner, what do we got for you? Okay, let's go with this one. What is your next big purchase that you need to make this year? Maybe it's a small purchase, but you know down the road, I've got to repair car damage. Steve's got a bad transmission.
Oh, yeah.
There are things that down the road you can see where you're like, this is going to cost a pretty penny. What is your next thing that you will be spending money on?
Ironically, you guys bring that up. It's going to be brakes on my truck.
Okay. Right.
How long have you known you need to do it, and how much longer are you willing to go before you finally pull the trigger?
Oh, it's like my weekend driver. I've owned the truck now for probably 8 years, and probably out of the 4 or 5 years, it's needed it.
All right. Okay. Is this something that you could do
it's
on your own?
Vehicle.
Is it old enough where you could do it? So are you going to do this?
Yeah, I was going to do it. It's an 85 Chevy C10.
All right. So all right. I would feel like of all the things that I would like to be able to, and I've replaced mufflers on my car.
Sure.
Done all kinds of stuff. But for whatever reason, I don't trust myself with the one thing that seems to be the most important function of the car.
Yeah, brakes.
Which is the brakes.
Yeah, so I would not. I will hire a professional. I just feel better about it.
And I know you can go to AutoZone, probably get the pads at a reasonable price.
I'm sure.
Spend a day putting them on. I just don't feel confident enough about my skill level to be able to do that.
Not with brakes.
I could buy them and then take them to a repair shop and say, please put these on for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not do that. Not me.
Yeah, we have to, so the transmission, which sounds so cliche, but legitimately, the clan's transmission took an S last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. And just based on the sheer enormity of the cost, I'm just biding my time to do it. And believe it or not, the rental car we have now, it's cheaper to rent that thing than it is to fill up the Escalade with gas. So we're...
Yeah.
Oddly saving some money, but a friend of ours who's a bit of a mechanic, he came over and looked at the transmission, and he kind of laughed because he said, look, man, the vehicle's getting up there in age, so it has had its different things go wrong, but he's like, in the last year and a half, you've replaced this, 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 and this. So I know you don't want to spend all this money on the transmission, but he goes, honest to God, just do it. This thing has about another 75,000 miles because everything else under that hood is new.
Has been replaced.
Because you've replaced it. He's like, that's not how you want to do it. I'm like... It truly is not. I have not enjoyed this process. But he goes, well, the big mother, the transmission, it finally went down. So he's like, you're going to spend anywhere from $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. But he goes, if you get it done, I promise you this car is going to run well because all of the parts inside of it are freaking new because all the rest of them took an S within the last year and a half. Yay.
Good times.
But it's just annoying.
It is. But it's like, right, at that point, you might as well just replace it and keep rocking that thing.
Well, because I was like, look... Even though it's cheaper to replace the transmission than it is to buy a new vehicle, I'm also one of those people like, let's just get a new car if it's going to be like this. But he just said, like, spend your money how you want, but go, just do the transmission because you've already replaced everything. So I'm like, all right.
Reason we ask, what is your next purchase?
Miles, on the other hand, is waiting on. I have a transmission problem. Yours is so stupid because it's what, the bumper piece?
I just can't get the parts for it. And they can't get them in. I mean, as soon as they get them in, they're very, very good about fixing. They just can't do something.
How long has it been?
Well, I got into whoever hit me did it on December the 12th.
Think about this. Yeah. All right, it's not December some weird exotic
my car was parked.
You do not own a Ferrari where you go, it's like, it's a Lexus.
I just walked outside and went, God damn it.
Right.
You got to be kidding me. The reason we ask, what is your next purchase, big or small? Social media's 2025 shopping trend is buy nothing. It is the year of freezing your credit card in a block of ice, they say, according to the new no-buy trend that is spiking on social media. According to the Wall Street Journal, they report that there's been a resurgence in the no-buy challenge, where people set rules to limit what they purchase for a fixed period. Searches for this are up 40% year over year, and searches for the no-spend challenge have reached an all-time high. People are dedicated to paring down on purchases and report their progress on...
Probably a good time for that.
...on TikTok and Instagram, flipping the script on unboxings and other popular product shares on platforms by revealing how much debt they've actually paid off instead of, hey, look at this.
Right, right.
They say inflation was at an all-time high, cost of living was at an all-time high. I've never seen so many people telling me to buy things on the internet. He's made a goal, this one guy, Marissa, to cut down on impulse buys. Those two things together have exhausted people. The method involves screenshotting things that catch the eye, then putting them in a folder, and then deciding after a full quarter year passes what is still worth buying on the small budget that you set aside.
All right.
So you want to get it, you wait 3 months.
How do you feel about it now?
After that. Others chose certain categories or things to be buying in a year, such as cutting back on new clothing or committing to a project pan, the trend of not buying new makeup and beauty products until everything that you have in your cabinet is used up.
Can you imagine that?
And they say these types of goals pay off, believe it or not. A woman says that she was able to pay off $34,000 in debt last year alone by sticking to her no-buy goals.
Damn.
This year, she hopes to pay down the remainder of her debt by limiting takeout delivery and foregoing a long list of new purchases, clothing, beauty products, and books. They say the trend could help people gain control of spending, but will only be sustainable when tailored to their values and lifestyle. They say you don't want to cut everything off.
Of course not.
But some of the things that maybe you could just take a break on, they encourage you to do so, and then make sure you track how much money you actually save.
Well, it's one of the beauties of the transmission going down. It's a sizable enough cost that we're cutting back on everything else. That sounds stupid, but I'm like, look, man, this thing is hanging over our head like a freaking anvil. So all these other little chintzy things that we do, I'm like, we just need to cut back on that just a wee bit to deal with this transmission. And actually, Castle, because he's doing that diet thing, and he did a dry January, in 31 days, the amount of, because one, he's cooking at home instead of going out, and he's just not drinking booze. He's like, man, I cannot believe how much money I've saved.
That's one thing I said this year, man, was look, I love going out. I love going to a bar. I'll have a beer. I'll have a couple shots and everything else. I'm just not going to make it a full night dining experience most of the time. I'm trying to take some food out because, man, you know how things are just getting really expensive in Seattle.
No, Seattle's ridiculous.
I mean, even ordering a pizza, man, you are in for a lot of money where I can go to Fred Meyer, buy a pretty good DiGiorno for $12.
No kidding, and then just doll it up a little bit at home.
Just put it in the oven, and okay, is it going to be as good as Pagliacci?
No.
But you know what?
It's good.
And it's going to be fine. And if I do that two or three times a week,
it's
typically how much I was going out. So
I've just tried to eat less at the bar. Like, I'm not going to give up going to the bar.
No.
That's
exactly.
That does not work for me, but instead of getting those lemon pepper chicken wings,
I'll still get wings.
I just try not to. That's all. I mean, but to be fair, they don't go to waste because the ones I don't finish, my son will devour, right? So it's still money well spent, but it's, to your point, I would probably get two or three more beers just because all the salt in my mouth, it gets real pricey.
And I can go home and look in the car. I can make this.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going
to
kill
me. But let me get drunk at the bar.
But like this morning, I forgot to take out anything frozen, so tonight I'm going to be eating at a bar.
More of the Random Question coming up, 206-803.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut up the categories, the top 10 of Super Bowl foods and classic board games. We'll play a little Your Guess is as good as mine. Cut up at 4:30. Right after emails on our random question. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Random. Is that me? Random,
that's you, Sir Jesse.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hola.
All right, Jesse, what do we got here for you? Let's go here. Jesse, when did you help or try to help someone? Whether it was someone you didn't know, an emergency situation, one of your friends moving, when did you try to help?
Dude, I have a great question. Like, I was out in Disneyland, and someone was choking. And I did the Heimlich, but I was too small to, like, get around her chair. She was really fat.
Okay.
And it was a massive thing because I was you know, like when you're in Disneyland, everything's really loud. So I tried to do the Heimlich on this lady, and she needed it, but it was I couldn't do it. And this guy that looks like PC Principal, like this giant, like blonde ass 6'3" guy showed up. And he saw, like, saved the day.
All right. Well, at least you tried. So how long were you giving it a go before this guy came over and lent the extra hand?
Well, it was more about, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm outside the bar. I'm outside this bar right now, which apparently is a Harley. God. But he showed up, and it was, like, this lady. The biggest thing about it was, like, so everything was done. Saved her life. Everything was cool. I got this like Disney. Disney has like crazy Secret Service, like police.
Oh, okay.
And they were just like, yeah, it was crazy. And they were just like, hey, you saved this lady's life. I'm like, I want ice cream.
All right. Well,
but you didn't save the lady's life.
At least you jumped in and tried.
You tried to save the lady's life. Someone, Ted, you've done what, 2 Heimlichs, right?
Yeah, I've done it to my mom and then a child once at a bowling alley.
And you said, like, in neither time you knew necessarily what to do. You just kind of do what you see them do on TV, I guess.
Correct.
Because, like I've never done it, and I'm always thinking, like, if this actually happens, I don't know if I'll give it a try, but I don't know if I'm going to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, with the kid, it was just like, you could tell this kid was choking. It's like, are you choking? You know, she's like, can you speak? No.
Right.
And then, like, everybody's kind of frozen. So I just walked around, gave her the Heimlich. I think it was a cheese stick.
Okay. I was going to ask what she was choking on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, listen, you know, it's a bowling alley. There's a bunch of kids there. And, like, Thrill Nose is better than anybody. But, like, it's hard to explain to them. Like, there's no rush.
Right. Slow.
But it's like there's a fight between who could eat everything quickest. And, she just was taking down this cheese stick like it was going out of style and choked on it.
Kids eat fast.
Kids are like dogs.
They either don't want to eat at all or they eat like that. This is the last meal they'll ever have.
Yeah, they're like dogs when you fill the dish. Like, the most important thing to them is to eat as much of this as quickly as they can with as much as they can fit in their mouth. And it's like, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. Stop doing this, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was scary as hell. I mean, it's scary for the kid, too, right?
Sure.
And she's crying and everything. It's like, yeah, it's all right. But it is funny. You know, you never think of yourself as being one of those people, but, like, people absolutely freeze. They don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Right. I've seen tons of videos on Reddit where people are jumping into a flooded river to, you know, rescue a dog that's across this.
I got to really think about these things, man.
And stuff, and I'm just thinking to myself, whose dog is that?
Do I know this dog? Like, how cute
how
is
cold
this dog?
Is this water?
Yeah,
I'm
going
to have to take
things.
Clothes off to do this.
Because well, I mean, right. I'm told.
Are you that good of a swimmer?
Right, correct.
I don't know that I am. And like I've told my wife a million times, I'm like, look, I got your back unless it is a shark or a chimpanzee. And I'm not being mean. There's just nothing I can do. And I am unwilling to get involved. If it's a shark, I'm going to be really sad to watch you get bitten in half. And if it's a chimpanzee, I'm sure I'm going to be devastated when it rips your arms off and beat you to death with them. But, like, I'm not stepping in, man.
Raise my ass, when did you help
her? You could run into that, too. I have been out before with a girl I was dating. It's like her and 4 of the girls.
All right.
Some dude just walks by and asks for a cigarette, and they're just like, no. He said something else, and they basically were just like, no. And he wasn't homeless. But they said something else to him that he was getting pissed, and he's walking back with his 2 buddies, but it's only me.
Right. Like,
so
oh,
it's
man.
Like, all right, let's start putting bottles in my back pocket.
I told you, my wife years ago, you know, she redoes furniture. She found some guy. He was in Magnolia. Seems like a nice guy, but he had a sofa for her to grab. And so she said, will you go with me? I said, well, yeah, of course. Where are we going? She said, he owns an MMA gym. Do you still need me to go? I mean, like, I am of no help to you. I understand why you want me to go. What I'm telling you is, if the man owns an MMA gym and something is going to go sideways, it's still going to go sideways. I'm just going to get hurt now. I don't know why you need me then.
Technically, that's called side control.
Whatever, man. We went there. Nicest guy in the world.
Say, of course he's super
but
nice.
But all
he
I can think
gym.
Is, like, if this is a setup, it's my ass, man.
Raise my ass, what did you try to help or try to help someone out? A Missouri kayaker saved a dog that fell through the ice in a frozen lake, ended up needing rescued herself. Police and animal rescue staff helped retrieve the woman from her icy trap at Hold Summit. after she plucked the poor pooch out of the freezing waters in her kayak.
See, there's the difference. I have a kayak. Yes, I will play the hero.
But then she was stuck in the ice and couldn't get back to shore. Upon arrival, officers discovered that a brave Good Samaritan had taken the kayak out into the lake in an attempt to save the dog. And she did. While the dog had been successfully rescued, she became stuck in the ice. Authorities say the rescuers deployed a water rescue throw bag and pulled the woman to safety.
So in other words, we're not getting in. Grab this.
And the lucky canine were unharmed. But the rescue prompted a warning from the police department for others to remember this great reminder to always be cautious around frozen bodies of water. Icy conditions can be unpredictable.
See, that's the kind of heroism I'm into, right? So I got a kayak. Sure, I'll take it down the river. Or if I'm part of the rescue team, like throw you the life ring. But I'm not physically having to get into the water.
Then we have the story out of Ohio. School was closed due to sub-zero temperatures on January 22nd in Jackson Township, Ohio. But a school driver named Todd Morris, he was nonetheless on the job. And as he drove home from an errand, he noticed smoke, which he told the Washington Post he could tell was not normal chimney smoke rising in the air. So he followed it and found it was coming from the home of two of the elementary school students who ride on his bus route. Now, knowing they were off from school that day, he worried they might be inside the house. He is 54 years old, a retired police officer, and an Army veteran. He ran to the door while calling 911, and no one answered. That's when he kicked the door down. And he went through the smoke-filled home, calling out to see if anyone needed help. And while no people were inside, two animals were. The family dogs. Lady and Cash. Morris got them out safely, then went back in one final time to make sure no one else was in there. He got out just as the fire department arrived. I panicked because I knew the dogs were there, but I wasn't sure if the kids were there. Kids were actually spending their day off with their grandmother. But he was willing to risk his own life to go in there to see if the kids were there. It just blows my mind that someone would go into a burning building to do that. A GoFundMe campaign has been set up for the family to see if they can get the guy a little extra cash.
Good on him, man.
Yeah. That would be a weird one, running into a burning building.
Yeah, because that's not traditionally what I want. But I would feel more comfortable doing that than I would having to go out into a frozen river to rescue a dog. Like, given, look, you got to do one of these two things. I'm going to pick the burning building.
But also, he had an inclination the kids might be in there. Like we were saying last week, it was just a building that's burning. I don't know that most people's instinct is to run into
and kick open the door.
If you hear somebody screaming, but even at that point, like, I would hope people would, but I don't think I could fault somebody if they were like, sorry, I didn't run into the burning building.
Wait a minute. So now there's a burning building and you hear screaming, Ted, it's you. Are you kicking the door?
I probably would try my best.
I can't get the door open.
Sorry.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I haven't been in that spot. Obviously, right. I've saved somebody's life
sure.
with the Heimlich. So, like, I would like to think I would, but I don't know.
Right, because also it's on fire.
Right.
Correct.
And while we're over here not feeling the, you know, heat waves coming off of a burning building, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, I jump in there. But, dude, you get within 10 feet of that, it gets intimidating real quick.
Yeah, I mean, look, I have been in a bar where I was doing sort of a work event, and somebody went to swing at somebody else at this bar.
Okay.
I happened to be in the middle. So I put my hand up and said, no, come on, not in here. Now, over the years, things are fine, but it's not the certain type of individual you really want to be putting your hands on. They were very upset. I had to get ushered out of the bar within risk of getting stabbed.
I can guess where you...
And it did not go well. But that's one of those things. So generally, I feel like it's my instinct, even when it doesn't involve me. But I just was like, holy cow, that almost got away from me there.
Yeah. Real bad.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Like
you had no idea who either one of the people were. You were just like, hey, guys.
No. You could tell who some of the fellows were because of their whatever they were wearing.
Okay.
But it appeared that one guy was going to punch this woman. So that's why I put my hand up and said, we can't do that.
And then they were like, you
and
should probably
And then as I put my go. Hand up, I realized what I'm touching. And I'm like, ah, I should not be touching this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah. But it's, you know, it is what it is. It's not the same people Thrill and I are friends with now.
Yeah. Okay. It's a great irony.
I know.
You nervous? Yep.
Yeah, you did not help me on that one.
Hey, dude.
The one time I'm like, I gotta sing that song first. And you're like, oh, I'm just as scared.
Yeah.
God damn it, Thrill. Where's all that confidence
like
you go
on
about?
It's like the MMA gym.
That was different, man. Yeah, it's like, I don't know what it's gonna be, man. Well, let's just
but then,
see.
Like, you know, walking out of Emerald Queen to have that boxing match, like,
we had been training so long and kind of worked up into such a fury. It was just like, let's just do it.
Right. Let's beat his ass.
Yeah.
Hello, Dane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Dane, welcome to the program. Random question, Let's go with this one. Dane, if it was a challenge, do you think that you could go naked for 11 straight days? Never put on an article of clothing. Let's just assume that the weather is cooperating.
All right.
A little bit more. Do you think you could go naked for 11 days? Now, granted, you're not going to work. You're probably not going to go get any groceries. You're just doing whatever you're going to do. But you got to be naked, for the most part, for 11 straight days. Could you do it?
Oh, most definitely. I've done that before in the past.
You have. What was the circumstance?
Just it was me and my partner, and we weren't going anywhere because of COVID, and so we just stuck around in the house, and yeah, rocked it.
All right, okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. Mike, you were shaking your head. No, you're not going to work. You're not going to Starbucks. You're just...
Well, as long as I'm taken care of, then I'll be okay. I just have to vacuum my floor, like, every day.
You just got to vacuum naked.
Yeah.
That's all.
Why do you need to vacuum your floor every day?
Because that means that I can't wear socks and shoes. And I wear socks and house shoes inside at all times because any little grangeable that gets on my bare feet, I don't like it. I can't do it.
So you don't kick off your shoes when you come home?
I kick off my shoes, but I put on my house shoes, my slippers.
Oh.
I walk around with slippers all the time at home.
Gotcha.
All
right, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Or like sandals or something or shoes. It is very rare that I just walk around barefoot because I'm with Mike. I have hardwood floors, and it's like, usually I sweep on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's just one crumb and you step on it, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, it just drives you nuts.
I also wouldn't want to be naked. I don't like eating naked.
I don't know that I've ever eaten naked. I'm trying to, so I don't know if I like it or not. The concept is weird to me, but I'm trying to picture myself sitting down at the dining room table, butt naked, I made a lasagna. Is there anything wrong with that?
Hot piece of cheese, my fault.
Yeah.
I mean, right.
Like, if it's a turkey sandwich, and I'm outside, I guess, but... I don't know, man.
You lead a turkey sandwich outside naked.
The idea of me
naked.
Just hanging out on my couch naked. Feels gross to me.
Okay.
All right, so no, you're not.
Would you have sex on your couch?
Sure.
Okay, all right.
That's different.
Who doesn't have sex on a couch? I mean, it's like, whatever. Okay. You have sex, you're having sex.
There's some rare times when I can just have a mental third-person image of how I look in any given moment. And if I'm just, like Ted's saying, if I'm sitting on my couch, naked as a jaybird, man, I know anybody, including my wife, that walks in on that. That's trauma.
If you have sex on your couch, like, for me, like, I'm putting on a pair of mesh shorts pretty quickly after we're done.
Yes.
We're just going to hang out.
Okay. Would you feel uncomfortable playing, like, Call of Duty? So you're naked. No one else knows you're naked, but you're having a real-time conversation with three or four other people.
I would have to hide the webcam because I know that thing is just accidentally on.
Would you let someone film you while you're using one of those? Is it an Oculus, Steve?
Yeah, the Oculus.
Bare-ass naked?
Yes.
No. I'm not going to be on film naked.
I think that would be one of the funniest things in the world because you don't know what that person's seeing, but they're naked and they need to respond.
Everyone on an Oculus looks hilarious anyway. But yeah, if you're naked on an Oculus, like...
You don't want to see this naked. It looks like an albino-shaped chimp.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Besides eating, now I'm also thinking, like, sometimes the Seahawks play at 10 a.m. I might just be at home. I get up, I'm in mesh shorts, but, like, I feel like I need to put a shirt on to watch sports.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It just, again, seems odd. I'm just sitting there.
What if you live, like, in the desert? You know what I mean?
And I guess in a warmer environment, I'm watching TV outside, maybe swimming. That's fine.
Sure. Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those homes down in the Phoenix area or whatever, they'll have, like, an outdoor little eating area or whatever. But yeah. TV back there, maybe a small...
And you're right. Eating shirtless is fine. I just, again, I don't know. Just the idea of something dropping down or...
I feel like feeding my dog naked would be weird.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I'm just feeding the dog.
Naked.
I know she does, but it'd just be weird if I'm standing there naked, like, scooping out the food.
Here you go, baby.
I don't know why that bugs me. Here you go, girl.
All right, what if there's a chicken wing place in town, and they give you a hell of a screaming deal on wings if you just eat them shirtless while you're in the restaurant?
I would do
it. All right.
You know, we're in a booth. We're just hanging out. None of us have shirts on. We're just eating chicken wings.
Tarps off, eating chicken wings. Yeah. I mean, that I could fathom.
Right.
Just the idea of getting any, like, ranch, like, not in my beard. Not in my chest hair, but in that other hair. I'd be like, oh, what is ranch doing down there?
But it is weird if you are shirtless. If you go to the beach and pull off your shirt, you don't give it a second thought, right? If you go to the pool, take off, you don't give it a second thought. But years ago, my wife and I are leaving a Sounders game, and there's a bunch of Marines in town, and they're not local, but they wanted to go to an MLS game. Anyway, we see them, and they're wearing their blues or whatever. So the guy's like, man, I think I had a goalie kit on, so... Anyway, he really wanted the shirt, and I'm like, F it. So I gave him a shirt. But I'm standing in Pioneer Square shirtless, and we still got to walk to the parking garage, and it's...
Yeah, now you're just shirtless guy.
No one really batted an eye, you know, but, like, I felt so weird, because my wife was like, does it feel weird? I said, it feels super weird, because it's not my intent to walk through downtown Seattle shirtless. It's maybe 70 degrees, so it's not, like, hot, but it's not cold, but I'm like... I feel
it's just
stupid.
Weird.
But then when you walk into the parking garage, you had to walk through the building lobby first. Oh. So the security guard, you know, he doesn't say anything. But you just get that look like, well, that's this mother effort. Shirtless. And then you get on the elevator with people with kids, you know what I mean? And they're staring at you hard. And it's like, man, I was just trying to do a good thing.
You were safer being shirtless inside the stadium.
I absolutely was.
Then yes, just
that makes sense.
Well, no, I didn't take it off until after the
game. That's what I'm saying, but in the stadium,
yeah.
There's always some shirtless guys.
But we were outside of the stadium. We were talking to these guys, gave them and again, they were super thankful. Like, it really meant a lot to them, but I'm like, God damn, I feel weird. Just, like, it should be no different if I were, like, in a park and it's hot, you take off your shirt, nobody cares. But
where would be the weirdest place to be shirtless? Like, I'm trying to think of some weird things.
The
like,
lobby of a building was pretty right. weird as
I
far
will
as
think,
my
sometimes
experience.
In the summertime, you will see a dude. He's obviously going to Golden Gardens or something.
Right.
But he's just walking down the street in, like, short board shorts, no shirt, and flip-flops. And you're like, you just look out of place.
Right.
You're not homeless. Mm-hmm. You obviously are going to a beach, but you're not there yet.
Yeah. What if it's a blockbuster movie and you just want to sit by yourself with no one on either side?
At the theater.
Just go shirtless.
You go shirtless, yeah, you'll
you
have
nobody.
You
go shirtless
next, yeah.
at the movie theater. I think that would be the weirdest place to ever see. Like, why is that guy shirtless?
That would be weird, especially if it's like mm-hmm. a kid's movie.
Yeah.
This one's rated
just
G.
Temperature and setting change a lot. You're in Mexico, swim up bar. No big.
No problem. Damn.
Right? I go into Miles's local or our local shirtless. They're going to be like, put a goddamn shirt
what
on.
What are you doing?
Right? I'm like, well, I'm going to go sit on the deck. Like, does it matter?
Doesn't matter, man.
Right?
Right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, right. Depending on the weather. But for instance, real quick, one more. There was this famous baseball coach at my high school, right?
Okay.
So my dad knew him. My brother coached for them, whatever. He had a pool. I guess coach. In his personal life, didn't mind being naked.
Oh.
My brother does not know this. He goes to his house to pick up equipment. His wife is like, oh, he's out back swimming. I'm going to make you guys lunch. Cool. My brother's like, cool. He's in there swimming. He kind of notices. Lunch comes out, and he's just sitting there, naked as a jaybird, eating his turkey sandwich. And my brother's like, I never wanted to see his junk. Right. This is so uncomfortable. And he's like, you going to get in, Smitty? And my brother's like, no, not hopping in, coach.
Jeez, oh, whiz. Reason we ask, could you go naked for 11 days? Cruises will be going bare on the big nude boat that took off this morning as the ship set sail from Port Miami. The travel company Bare Necessities teamed up with Norwegian Cruise Lines to launch an 11-day voyage from Miami into the Caribbean where everyone is nude the entire time. It'll take place on the Norwegian Pearl. According to the company's website, pricing starts at about $2,200 per person.
Damn!
For an inside cabin. The cruise will make stops at Great Stirrup Bay, the Bahamas, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Put some punts on mine.
Phillipsburg, St. Martin.
Get embarrassing yourself.
Dominica, Fort de France, and Martinique, and St. Lucia.
St. Lucia.
God.
Lovely.
11 days of being naked in the Caribbean.
I mean, I'd like to go to all those places, but, like, can I just put on, like, will I get in trouble if I wear clothes?
Man, I understand that if you work housekeeping, you can fathom that some of the sheets that you're changing have been just plainly used. However,
murdered.
That cruise, man, when you just know.
Right.
Everything not a person is covered.
I mean, I think it's a little different because it's all nudist.
It is, but so think about like, the plastic chairs around the pool.
You also have to feel very...
Like, I'm not sitting on that. You're big sweaty ass.
That's what I'm saying. You got to feel very strongly about everyone's wiping game.
Yes.
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 You know what I'm saying?
That's why I don't want to sit on my own couch naked.
No!
Coming up, your guess is as good as mine. Our categories today, the top 10 Super Bowl foods and classic board games. We'll play your guess is as good as mine at 4:30. And we got your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.